Hello, thank you everyone for joining us. The press conference here, and welcome to Curtis. What we'll do is, if you've got a question, please just use the raise your hand icon or use the chat box. And just an update for everybody on Barry McCarthy, just in case you were wondering.
Yes, please.
He's having a scan this morning on his knee after walking off the field after feeling some unusual discomfort while bowling. So we'll get an update as soon as we as soon as we have about that. Righto, let's start with Ian. Ian, there you
Okay, good morning, Curtis. Good
morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. First of all, I've heard secondhand from a few secondhand stories about how you got into the Ireland setup and how you first found out. Get it first time today, please. How did it all start, the Irish link?
So it all started from my grandmother. She was a nurse back in the army and born in Londonderry, and she was from Londonderry, and then she moved to South Africa after the war. And then basically a couple of years ago, maybe 8 years ago, my parents started to get us passports, and we got the Irish passports, and we really look forward to it. And then about 2017, the Irish side came over, and I trained with them, and I spoke to Niall and all the guys, and just enjoyed training with them, and didn't really think anything of it just yet. And then in 2018, the men's side came back again, and I got the opportunity to play against them, and did really nicely. And then the ball kind of got rolling from there. 40 was on to me, and now I wanted me to come over, and we just kind of really spoke from there and got the ball rolling. And then fortunately, last year 40 was on to me and awarded me a contract, and basically from there the ball just kept rolling, and it's just been a onwards and upwards, to be honest. It's happened so fast, and I just couldn't be happier, to be honest.
You said you trained in 2017. What was that?
But they came, and there was a Sicilians, my school. 2016, sorry, 2016 it must have been, sorry. It was 2016, my grade 11 year, sorry, just trying to get the years right. And then 2018 they came again, and I was in Pretoria when I played against them.
Sorry, yeah, and 2016 they came to your school?
Yes, St. Stithians Boys College.
Who did? Who
Yeah,
came to your school?
so I was just getting from the manager here that we played, Ireland played South Africa and Australia in an ODI series.
All right, okay, got you. Thanks very much. So have you ever have you been in Ireland yet?
Yes, I'm based in Dundrum in south of Dublin, playing at YM.
Yeah.
Sadly, haven't got a game for them because of quarantine and all that, but really looking forward to get back off of the series and helping out at the Y.
Actually, you've been here all summer, basically. You're just getting to know all the YM boys.
I arrived in the first week of June in Dublin. I managed to get a flight over. Just with COVID, I was meant to come in April, but just couldn't get a flight over, to be honest. And then, it's been really nice, all welcoming the family I'm staying with, unbelievable. And just really enjoying my time right now in Ireland.
Super. So you've got a house and you'll be living here, obviously, throughout the winter, or you're here permanently now, are you?
I think so. I might go back a little bit into Africa during our winter, but pretty much going to be here permanently.
What about life in the bubble then? How have you coped?
Ollie asked me this just before we actually started recording. It's as a 21-year-old, you can't ask more to be looked after like this in a world-class facilities training nets right by the ground, and having the staff being so friendly all the time. It's been unbelievable. I think being able to eat, sleep, and breathe cricket is something I love to do, and it's been really good for me. And I'm just really enjoying my time now with the coaching staff and the players. It's just a great bunch of people. They've welcomed me so well, and we've just been training really well and just trying to get better every day.
Just getting on to the match. How did you feel going in on a hat trick? Hardly the best way to start your international career.
I wasn't that nervous in terms of, I knew it was a hat trick ball, but I kind of just told myself, it's a game of cricket, just focus on the ball and see what happens. And once I got to that first ball, I just thought, you know what, it's not so bad. Let's just get through, just keep ticking. The team needs me to do a job here, and I was just happy to do a job for the team.
And you did very well. What about your bowling then? Were you nervous before your first ball?
I'm not sure. It was a bit of a blur, to be honest. I just tried to take a deep breath, and I think I was bowling to Tom Banton first ball, so I bowled to him before, so I kind of knew if I hit a good length, I'd be okay. And yeah, luckily I got the first ball away and I was a dot, and yeah, just happy from then on, to be honest.
And a wicket with your fourth ball, it couldn't have started much better.
Yeah, one of the guys in the huddle, I don't know who it was, just said, you know, this is your day, just run with it, because you don't get many more like this, and it's just been amazing so far, and everyone's been supporting me, and yeah, the guys are just really out of the moon and just happy to do a job for the team, to be honest.
Hopefully it's not all downhill from now on. It's hard to beat a 50 and we're getting your first match.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing when I was lying in bed, like, just thinking, oh, gee, maybe it can only go downhill, but hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully I just keep working hard and doing the basics, and, you know, as long as I'm giving 100%, I think, you know, I mean, performances will take care of itself, hopefully.
Yeah, impressive start. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Over to Bernard.
Hi, Curtis. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. Firstly, congratulations on your debut for Ireland, and indeed, congratulations on your innings yesterday. Just a question. Unfortunately, came out the wrong side of the result-wise, but just from your own personal point of view, you were going in at a very difficult time to bat. Was it your plan to try and play yourself in, or did you feel you had to? You were one of the batsmen yesterday, one of the Irish batsmen that really went out and tried to attack the bowling. Did you try to attack the bowling quicker than you thought you would have to?
No, I didn't really think of that. Me and Kev spoke for a while at length about just making sure we bat time here, and then hopefully get ourselves in. I really focused on not getting my wicket up early, just to make sure I give myself 20 balls, especially being five down early on. I had time just to make sure, I don't want to lose clumps of wickets. I just thought we must make sure we don't get bowled out, so just give ourselves loads of time. And then we try to kick on, but it wasn't a pitch where you could really kick on. You had to really graft for your runs, and I think it showed in the English batsmen too. Billings played really well, and so did Owen Morgan, but they were striking at under run ball. So yeah, it was kind of a wicket where you couldn't really get on top of a bowler. You kind of just had to wait for a bad ball, and when you're playing the World Chaps, you're not really going to get a bad ball. So yeah, just try to get myself in and knock it around, and then try to kick on eventually. And yeah, it didn't really go my way in terms of just happy to get a decent run out there, to be fair. And yeah, pity about the result. I think the skip and the coach have been on to us about plans for the next game. And I think as long as we're taking the positive option and trying to score the whole time, I think we're heading in the right direction.
And the pitch itself, have you played on pitches like that before? Or what was your experience of that pitch? Was it different, or was it similar to any pitches you played on before?
It was a bit different than the warm-up game. I'd say it was slightly slower and a little bit, I wouldn't say spongy, but a bit tennis ball bounce. If you hit hard back of a length, that kind of stood up on you. So I just found it hard to score there initially going cross-bat. And every time I tried to go cross-bat, any time anyone went cross-bat, they didn't really have the desired outcome on a pull shot. But I think, it's slightly slow. But yeah, you can't be argue with the field and the outfield on the pitch. It was pretty decent. I think we were just unlucky to lose a quick couple of wickets. I think if we got our total up to around about 260-ish and had wickets in hand, I think we would have been a little bit different. As we saw there, we got wickets early on, just showed that the pitch wasn't as true as everyone thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and apart from yourself, the other guys, obviously there was a lot of frustration among them after your innings, your team's innings, I should say, with regard to some of the shots that the guys got out from. You know, they were trying to force it. Some of the shots were pretty good, but they just seemed to force it a little bit. It just seemed to happen so quickly, and they got out cheaply.
I think we're trying to adapt to the wicket, because it was so different to the warm-up game. The warm-up game wicket was really true, good surface, and came onto the bat really well. And we saw in England scored 370 in a 40-over game, and we scored 300 in both warm-up games we played. So that was our kind of thing, looking at 300 as par with that wicket. I wouldn't say 300 was par. I think 300 would have been over par. So that we just have to adapt quickly, and I think they just got first use of the wicket, and it's gone around a little bit, and we're just unfortunate that pretty much any false shots or anything that was half chance for them just went to hand. And I think you just kind of have those days as a team.
Go to Matt Henry.
Hi, Curtis. Congrats on yesterday. Thanks for this. You mentioned some of this with Ian earlier, but Niall O'Brien described the point where you first spoke to him as you coming up and whispering in his ear that you've got an Irish passport. Is that quite how it happened, or is it a bit different?
Similar enough, to be honest. From before the game, our coach organised for me to play, and before he knew that I had an Irish passport, and then we were kind of just talking to the guys, and pretty much halfway through, he just said, listen, you're knocking around really well, you're batting nicely. He was trying to get me to play a bit of ego shots, which I did succumb to it at 19 years old, but luckily that paid off. I just said to him, I've got an Irish passport, looking to come over and play some club cricket. It wasn't really anything else besides tongue-in-cheek, really, about trying to get over and playing club cricket during. So. Mm-hmm.
So was that during the game? Was that after the game? Was that while you were batting?
No, I was keeping. So it was during the game. In the first little bit of it, just saying that he said, listen, you're a good player. I'll chat to you after the game. And that's kind of where one thing led to another.
Yeah. So was that so you said, did it come later when you were first considering really playing for Ireland as like a national team or the South Africa?
This has all just taken me from by storm, really, in terms of playing for the national side. I think my biggest thing was just getting over first and playing club cricket and really just getting myself embedded in the roots of Irish cricket, and then kind of going from there. And I think just been really fortunate that any opportunity I've had has luckily just gone my way, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And batting with Kevin yesterday, what was that like? I mean, he's been around this island team for years. Yeah. You probably look back on that innings he played against England back in 2011. What are your memories of that?
Yeah, it was amazing. I couldn't ask for a better partner to be out there. So he just calmed me down completely. I just felt at ease. Just felt like another cricket game. Just spoke so simple and made the game so easy for me. Just spoke about making sure he put the bad ball away and rotating strike nicely. And he's been in good touch and good form, and he's been incredible for Ireland over the years. And it's just, it's really an honour to bat with him and rub shoulders with guys like that, and to get their experience and get their knowledge is just basically what us young guys are trying to do for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Tom Banton earlier. You've got him out before, is that right, in an under-19s game? What is it that you've got a pretty good success record against him?
I'm not really sure. I think the media are just building up a little bit too much. He's a class player, and I've just been fortunate to be on the right side in two games. But we'll see in the rest of the series. But just trying to do the basics. I'm not really thinking about that. Just trying to do a job for the team. And if it has to be done, and luckily if it goes my way, I'm happy to take the success. But it's just all down to the hard work of the team and the skipper backing us and everyone just getting behind us in the field and just coming off ready.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay, we'll move to Jeremy Langton. Jeremy.
Hi, Curtis. Well played last night. On commentary, KP was saying that you batted beautifully. I was just wondering, how that kind of praise makes you feel, and who are your cricketing heroes, and was KP one of them?
He was. He was one of the heroes. And the guy I'm staying with, Killian, he messaged me and said, KP has just been doing a little thing about your batting. I think it's nice to hear ex-players compliment you. My batting and just fortunate, you know what I mean? Been putting in the hard work with the guys, and it's nice that it comes off. And a couple of heroes would definitely be all around Joe Callis and, of course, Kev O'Brien. I think if I can have half the career Kev had, I'd be really happy and really happy with my career. And that's kind of the person I want to model my career around, of a guy that's played for many years and done it day in and day out. And yeah, that's basically from me. And yeah, just happy that the guys are saying good things. You know what I mean? You got to take the good with the bad. You can get a duck the next game, and there might be questioning your technique. So I think you just got to make sure you strip it down and keep to your roots and make sure that you're sticking to the basics.
And you were over here a couple of years ago with South Africa under 19. I mean, what did they make of your switch? And how did your ODI debut with Ireland compare to playing for the under-19s a couple of years ago?
I think both very proud moments. I think as a young kid, you always dream of playing great cricket and international cricket. And I think all the coaches back home in South Africa and friends and family have all been on to me just saying congratulations. And everyone's been really supportive. And yeah, it's just been a dream come true to make my ODI debut. I didn't expect it to happen so soon. And it's just been amazing so far. And I'm just trying to take it in. I think the biggest thing that the guys said to me were, just take it all in and really enjoy the day. And I think I did that quite well. I just try to stay in the moment as long as possible. I didn't want to make anything a blur because you only have an ODI debut once. And yeah, it's just really loved it. And to play against the world champs and to do nicely was just a cherry on top. I was just happy to be out there and playing cricket during these uncertain times.
And just finally, do you think Ireland can beat England in the next two games?
I think so. I think if we, I'd like to think so. We've been working really hard and putting in the hard yards. And a couple of batters, key batters, have been in really good touch. And we just need to play a really good game, make sure the bowlers execute and the batters come out and score the runs. I think the guys in the batting department have been really well lately and hitting the ball nicely. And it's just, you know, one of those days where it just went their way. In terms of the bowling, it just put us on a massive back foot. But hopefully in the next two ODIs, we can string together some good performances and just win the small margins, the small moments, and we put a lot of small moments together, then hopefully the end result will take care of itself.
Thanks, well played.
And Matt Roller, Matt?
Yeah, hi, Curtis. Yeah, just following up on the question there about sort of what the reaction's been like in South Africa about your decision. Has everyone been positive? Have you had a little bit of negativity here and there? People saying, you know, why are you leaving the system or whatever?
Not really. I wouldn't say the guys in South Africa have been... I don't really follow that, to be honest. Just getting all the messages and support back from friends and family has been really good, and coaches. And you can't really harp on the negative stuff. There might be some negative things out there, but I haven't had a look at it, to be honest. Just making sure staying in the moment and focusing on the game of cricket at the end.
And then just on the pitch, it sort of spun a bit yesterday in the chase by the looks of things. And I think you're using the same one tomorrow. Are you sort of expecting it to be dry and slowish, or...?
I'm not sure. I think we'll have a look at the pitch later on tomorrow morning. Yeah, it was a bit weird. Some spun, some didn't spin, so it was quite hard to play. But Moen Ali got one or two to rag and sort of screw up. So I think it will maybe turn a little bit more. It looks a little bit dry under. We haven't had that much rain in Lisbon yet. It's mainly been baking sun. So, yeah, it might spin, it may not spin. I suppose just kind of we've got to get there on the day and see the conditions and assess them and adapt as fast as we can.
Cheers.
John Kenny.
Hi, Curtis.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can you just lean in a little bit towards the computer? I'm just thinking of TV here, so if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
That's better, yeah. Thank you. In terms of what was said after the game, can you divulge a little bit of what was talked about in terms of the performance?
I think, I'm sure I can. I think the batters are really disappointed. I think that we've been working extremely hard in the last 6 to 8 weeks, putting in countless hours and gym sessions, and I'm just really disappointed in terms of it had to go that way. We took a lot of positives out of some of the bowling spells and the small partnerships at the end there. But I think, yeah, just slightly disappointing that we couldn't put more of a show on. But I think we will be back working hard today and hopefully tomorrow we'll put out a better result.
Sure. The top order batsmen obviously have to have a look at themselves, won't they? I mean, there was a piece on Sky yesterday where showed some of the players maybe head not in the right place. Do you think there was a kind of nerves or maybe rustiness about the whole squad coming back from such a long layoff?
No, I don't think so. I think the guys have been training hard. I think we haven't had a lot of games, and that maybe could be the reason. But I think when you don't do well, there's always going to be scrutiny on small minor things. You know what I mean? This is elite level and international cricket. If your movements aren't 100% sharp on any given day, it's not going to go your way. So I think that's just how cricket is, to be honest. It was just a pity that two or three of our batters just weren't on today. They were hitting the ball lovely. It's just one of those things. You know, if Sturla flicks that one through the gap for four, everyone's praising him, but because it stopped a little on him and he gets caught, people scrutinise on him. And, you know what I mean, same for Bowl. Warden said it's a baseball and he puts it away for a boundary and he's away. It's just small moments in the game that unfortunately didn't go away, but the batters are in good nick and they're hitting the ball nicely in the nets and hopefully they can take it into the game. I think the practice game was a good show of batters getting in, you know, with Sturlo getting some runs, Bell getting runs, Cave getting runs, Harry getting runs, Purdy getting runs. Like, it just shows the guys are in a good headspace and hitting the ball nicely. It's just one of those days just didn't come off for us.
Yeah, cricket can be such a cruel game, can't it, at times. In terms then of the selection, it was good to see Graham Ford and Balbo giving you and Harry Tector the chance. You know, obviously this is a very important game and a game series, obviously heading towards the World Cup qualification. But it's nice to see new players being blooded. You must have been thrilled when you got the call.
Yeah, I was over the moon. Yeah, I was happy to be just here, to be honest, in the 21. And then I was fortunate enough to get in the 14. And then Bal came to me the night before the game and just said, listen, you're going to make your ODI debut with Harry. And it's quite a nice and fitting story that I got to make my debut with Harry that I've been mates with for years. And we've got a good connection together. Unfortunate for his debut didn't go the way he would have planned. But you know what? He's a class act and a quality player. And I'm sure he'll be playing for Ireland for a long time with the way he's moving and the way he's hitting it now. I think he's one definitely for the future. He's just unbelievable, to be honest.
Thanks, Curtis. Good luck tomorrow.
And Ollie.
Hi, Curtis. Only me again. Just for a bit of background, were you born in Pretoria?
No, I was born in Johannesburg.
Okay. And my question really is, you know, have you had a chance to speak to your parents yet?
They phoned me straight after the game. Had to have a quick chat before the coaches meeting, and then I got onto them this morning, and I'll probably get onto them this evening again. They've been working, so just trying to stay out of their way a little bit. But yeah, I've got messages from my family, and it's just been all really supportive. And I think they're just saying how proud they are of me, regardless of what I did really from before the game and after the game. They're just really happy for me. After, I'm happy for them too. They sacrificed a lot for me to be here. They've done a lot for me, and it's just nice to reward them with a little bit of something, to be honest.
Yeah, and just for a bit of context, your parents' names, so?
Paul and Ingrid Campbell.
Excellent. And playing your debut against England, I mean, you must have been playing against some guys that you grew up admiring and wanting to follow.
Definitely, yeah. It's weird looking at guys, you know, a couple months ago, watching them on TV and watching World Cup highlights, and then having to come up against them and bowl to them and bat against them was kind of just a dream, really. I remember just thinking to myself, like, just it's a real pinch me moment. Just trying to just focus and batting against them was just, I was just enjoying every moment of it, to be honest. It's just an amazing thing for me, and I'm just really happy that it went my way and it was nice to be out there.
Were there any big African names as a kid giving you advice, and did you take any of that advice on board yesterday?
No, a couple of guys that I play county cricket that I went to school with, and also Vian Mulder sent me messages just saying really enjoy it and have fun and just keep backing yourself and your skills. And it's been nice to have guys that have played international cricket and played county cricket just backing you and just saying enjoy it. And it's been really good from my point of view. It's just enjoying my time here, and I've just been loving it, and I was just happy that it went my way.
Can you give any names of who they might be?
Ricardo Vasconcelos, Brandon Glover, Vian Mulder, they have all been on to me in the last while and just been supporting me and just been really good to me.
And obviously looking ahead to tomorrow, I mean, the batsmen will be looking to right those wrongs. What is the plan, or what do you need to work on today?
I think now I'm just going to go back and look at some footage. I think there's not much to go into to the batting performance. Just a couple of, I'd say, decent balls that got us out, but nothing special. And I think making sure we assess conditions quite early on and then just kicking on from there. We'll just see the pitch and adapt from there, and then make sure we really reassess and move forward from there. I think the batters are in good enough nick and they're quality enough to do it themselves. Not much we really have to go through about. It's just another game of cricket, and hopefully we can put the basics together and put it together.
Okay, a couple of last questions. Bobby Swoberg.
Morning, Gordon. Curtis, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself, Bobby?
That's good. You built a lovely partnership with Andy McBride. Communication, how did that go?
We actually batted really nicely in the warm-up game too, and in the first little bit, it was quite hard to understand him because he wasn't really using the yes and no calls. He was kind of calling year one and that stuff. And we've been playing a bit of Call of Duty together, and just being around him has made it a little bit easier to understand him. But yeah, we weren't even really calling, we were just running because we had that bit of instinct together.
Okay, well, it was a nice partnership. It was nice to see it go so well. I know that a lot of the South African lads come over here can't understand why there are so many accents in such a small country. So you've done quite well there. A little question, there's been a small argument about the pronunciation of your surname.
My pronunciation is Camphor.
Camphor. Okay. Yeah. Nothing to do with the camper van, which has been mentioned. That's great. Thanks for that. Well done yesterday. Terrific. And hopefully we'll have more of the same tomorrow from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much all. Unless anyone's got any last questions, that's it for today. Thank you to Curtis for making the time. The Irish selectors are meeting in about half an hour's time and we'll announce a squad this afternoon for ODI2. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks so much, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.